We hate to fly. Let's agree on that these days. But does anyone think that things are getting better?
This is Jesse from Morristown, New Jersey. I think that air travel has improved. The only delays that I've experienced over the past 10 years have been weather-related and in no way the airline's fault. That wasn't so prior to that time.
This is Nicole from Tampa, Florida. All air travel is horrible, and any other industry would not get away with treating its customers so badly. I would love to see an airline come on board that provided the kind of customer service that should be expected when spending hundreds of dollars on a ticket. I would also love to see less crowding. The tiny seating space has made me dread flying. I flew 4 hours home from Canada between two enormous men. It was miserable.
Between two enormous men. That could be the title of the latest Stephen King novel, right? Seriously, folks, this week the Obama administration announced new Department of Transportation regulations to improve the passenger experience. They call for more transparency in the price you pay to fly, and airlines will now be required to refund baggage fees when luggage is substantially delayed. Can they afford it? Did you know that since the airlines started charging for checked bags in 2007, the industry has raked in an estimated $26 billion in those fees? Her job is to report on that industry Americans love to hate. Barbara Peterson, aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler, says it's a very consumer-friendly gesture coming from the White House.
You know, what happened is that I guess you could call it the Obama administration's parting gift to passengers. They just rolled out a bevy of, you know, new protections and rules and all that. And I think the one that stands out as being the most tangible is that, you know, those bag fees that everybody hates because it's for something that used to be for free. Mm-hmm. I think that's what really kind of grates on people. Well, what happens if your bag doesn't arrive with you, that bag that you paid them to carry? Well, it's usually tough luck. You know, it's okay. You know, it'll show up a day or two later. You don't get that fee back.
No, you don't get the fee back. I mean, people are nice to deliver you the bag, but there's no compensation.
Precisely. So what is different now is that the Department of Transportation is saying, no, if they don't deliver your bag to you within a, quote, reasonable or timely manner, and that's, of course, the big ambiguity there, then you'll get your $25 back or whatever you ended up paying.
I mean, if the bag isn't there when you get to your destination, they should refund it. Heaven's sakes.
That seems fair.
Yeah.
But I think this is all about addressing the different demands and the different constituencies. Now, the airlines would argue, well, if we get it to you, you know, within 12 hours or 15 hours or whatever, and that is actually the recommendation that Congress made, then you're okay. I mean, you haven't had your vacation ruined. You haven't had your business presentation totally, you know, thrown off whack. So I think that's what they're looking for. But they haven't finalized this at all. They've just said they're going to do this. And now they'll have a whole period where everybody gets to sound off. And, you know, who knows what will happen? I mean, there's going to be a new administration in a few months. So, again, it's at least a step in the right direction.
Well, we'll certainly get a sense of the public sentiment for more regulations of the airlines and more punitive regulations based on these kinds of fees. But there's no way that the Obama administration can restore a lunch to coach passengers, right?
Oh, no. Nobody's expecting a return to the days when you got all these things wrapped into your airfare.
No.
We really can't put that back in the bottle. But I do think there's going to be more pressure on the industry as a whole to disclose more of these things and make comparison shopping really, easy. One of the things they rolled out with this other proposal on the bag fee is to make airlines at least consider rolling in the fees in the total price that they quote you. So let's say you're a traveler and you know you're going to check two bags. Well, then they're supposed to come back with you and say, okay, here's the total tab. That's a very difficult thing to do, though, because the airlines have effectively put in a cafeteria-style pricing system.
Right. It's a la carte. Totally.
So everybody's going to be different, and you may not know if you're going to check a bag when you book your ticket. So there's a lot of things that still have to be sorted out.
What about scheduling and waiting on the tarmac and the kinds of delays that are really onerous to passengers where they're stuck on a titanium tube for hours at a time?
Well, that is one of the areas where we've seen the most tangible progress. And I do think the administration does deserve a lot of credit for that. They came out in front, and there had been a lot of resistance to doing that. But they did publish this rule, and it prohibits, you know, the airlines from, you know, keeping you trapped, if you will, on a plane, or they have to compensate everybody quite heavily. So it's a couple of hours there. It's the, you know, it's not like you're going to be released
if you want to. It's so funny, though, because you spend 4 hours on the tarmac, right? And you know, your reward is, oh, here's a plane ticket to go somewhere to get in another one of these titanium tubes. So it's not necessarily the thing that's going to make you, like, jump for joy, but still it's different than the way it used to be.
Yes. Well, I think one of the things that's putting pressure on the airlines now from Congress and consumers is just that right now there are four major airlines that basically carry about 80% of all the air travelers in the country. So we have a really consolidated industry. So the pressures that used to exist when we had a lot of different players aren't there anymore.
Are the airlines identical at this point, or would you say one or more is more embracing of these kinds of regulations?
Well, I guess that depends on who you flew the last time. No, it's seriously, it's tempting to look at them as sort of McAirlines. You know, I mean, they're all sort of bland, and you know, they more or less follow each other's lead. I wouldn't say that's totally fair, and I have to give some of the airlines, including, you know, Delta's a huge airline, but they are really trying to, you know, come out there in front and say, we're going to really improve our service. You'll hear that from American, too, and United. So it's there is some competition there. It hasn't been totally erased by this. And then you've got the independent airlines. You've got the JetBlues and Virgin America.
And Southwest, which is hardly an independent anymore. They're so big. But they, you know, make money off of free baggage.
Well, exactly. So Southwest is always the outlier. And in a way, Southwest is another force that keeps everybody else honest.
Barbara Peterson, aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler. Thanks so much.
Thank you.